Psalm 107 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is, for his steadfast love endureth forever." So when we talk about thanksgiving, what do we mean by thanksgiving? When we try to understand the act, the art, and the responsibility of thanksgiving, what do we mean by thanksgiving? Today we'll try to dissect the place of thanksgiving. We'll try to understand why it's crucial for our worship. And we'll try to look at the benefits of thanksgiving. Amen. So in essence, I highlighted this paragraph. Giving thanks is the intentional expression of worship and gratitude to God for his nature, his character, and his sovereignty over all creation. So we give God thanks as an expression, and it's an intentional expression of worship and gratitude for his what? His nature, his character, and his sovereign ability. His nature, in essence, who he is. His character, in essence, what he does. And his sovereignty. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. Going on, I wrote, beyond the good times and the bad times, believers are called to give thanks to God as an expression of faith established through hope and amplified by his love at work in us. I'm going to take that again. Beyond the good times and the bad times. So your thanksgiving is not dependent on how you feel. Turn to someone, tell the person, whether you feel good, whether you feel bad, give thanks. Giving thanks is not about the state of your bank account. Giving thanks is not about the state of your results. Giving thanks is an act of worship that transcends situations. Believers are called to give thanks to God as an expression of faith. So David, through the Psalms, gave thanks. He gave thanks, and not a single time do you hear David murmuring or complaining. Because we are called to stay away from complaining. Many are the things that have happened this year that you can complain about, but choose to give thanks. So the Bible says, David cried unto the Lord. There's a difference between crying unto the Lord and complaining and murmuring. To cry unto the Lord is to say, Father, I have no one but you. And only you can keep me. Only you can help me. So we cry unto the Lord in the middle of the storm. But to complain says, Father, I am worth your intervention. But a humble reminder, no one is worth anything. The depravity of man puts us in a place where unless Jesus intervenes, our end is condemnation. It is only for the sake of grace that we stand where we are standing. So don't for a moment think all that has happened this year in the light of the good things were because you were handsome or because you were beautiful. Or because you were smart. Or because you were business savvy. His love was what was at work in us. Highlighting 2 points. In the Old Testament, the art of giving thanks is seen as a celebration of God's work in our lives and a critical part of the believer's sacrificial worship of God. So giving thanks in the Old Testament could be seen accustomed to the works of God. It's not wrong. When you see the working of God in your life, what do? You give thanks. But beyond the works of God, it must become a lifestyle. It must become part of your worship. It must become part of the way you live. You must consistently give thanks. You must consistently bless the name of the Lord for who he is, for what he has done, and for his sovereignty. His nature, his character, and his sovereignty. In the second point I highlighted, in the New Testament, a lifestyle of giving thanks for all things and in all circumstances. So we are not supposed to give thanks in all circumstances only. We are supposed to give thanks for all things. The good, the bad, things we understand, things we do not understand. Why does it seem like only me I'm struggling? Oh Lord, give thanks. Why does it seem like work is not going the way it's supposed to go? Give thanks. Why does it seem like my marriage is being so much of a burden? Give thanks. Because there is power in thanksgiving. It is highlighted as the will of God for us in Christ Jesus, as we walk in faith and by faith. So you give thanks sometimes not because of what you have seen, but because of the word of the Lord. Sometimes your body might be hurting, you might be sick, you are not feeling well, but then you say, Father, I thank you for divine health. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible is so clear. When I am weak, that is when I will boast, because the Lord is my strength. Amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure there. You are my... Let's take it one more time. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure. You are my all in all. Sing Jesus, Jesus, Lamb of God. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Someone sing Jesus.
Jesus.
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Worthy is your name. All give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever. So we give thanks because of the goodness of the Lord. We give thanks because of the nature of the Lord. We give thanks because of the character of the Lord. We give thanks because he is sovereign. We do not give thanks only because of how situations are turning out. We do not give thanks only because things are working in our favor. We give thanks because God is worthy of thanksgiving, irrespective of how we feel, irrespective of how the situation may be. You may have the Red Sea before you. You may have the Egyptians behind you. What do you do? You may be in the middle of two thieves with your hand crucified, with your body stripped naked. What do? You give thanks. Can we please make sure the kids do not disturb? We need to make sure we give thanks. We need to make sure we give thanks. Giving thanks has to be a ritual, a norm in your life. Giving thanks must be a part of you. Do not complain and murmur. We complain too much. We want this. We want that. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have long hair? Why don't I have a new shoe? Why is school this? We complain. And the worst part is when we begin to think we deserve it better than someone. Why does he have this and I don't have that? I beg your pardon. When did you create a human being? When did you find yourself worthy of life? We need to understand nothing we have is by our works for us to boast about. For everything we have received is just by grace. It's just by the grace of God. It's just by the grace of God. A story that highlights this truth is the story of Jesus cleansing the 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. And I read, "On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed." Jesus has authority. Jesus has power. And Jesus is compassionate. He is willing to heal. But in the midst of all that, our walk in obedience is needful. When Jesus gave them that commandment, "Go and show yourself to the priest," he echoed the rule of Leviticus that called all those who were lepers to go to the priest in case of any healing. But at the time Jesus was telling them to go, their hands, their feet were still being eaten. But he said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." Someone could have said, "I still see the leprosy. I still see my feet. I still see my hair. Why should I go?" But they went. Sometimes you don't wait for it to be comfortable before you obey. Don't wait for the serenity before you obey. Obedience carries the key to walking in the promises of the Father. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Sometimes we ought to give thanks, not only to God, but build a habit of saying thank you to people around you. When was the last time you said thank you to your mother? When was the last time you said thank you to your father? When was the last time you said thank you to your husband? When was the last time you said thank you to your wife? Build a habit of thanksgiving. Some of you find it very difficult to say thank you. "Oh, darling, I made you this cake. Here you go."
"Oh, okay. I will try it later."
Make it a habit to say thank you. Sometimes you need to learn how to say thank you to your children. When was the last time you said thank you to your child? Make it a habit of saying thank you. Appreciate people. Appreciate people around you. And for you who is serving, do not expect a thank you. Don't do things because you're expecting a thank you. Don't do things because you're expecting praise from men. Because sometimes those you think should be thankful the most are those who are very vile and do not thank you. They actually find fault with you. Sometimes those you think should understand the sacrifices you've made are those who will stand somewhere and speak negatively about you. Do not expect thanksgiving. All you do for the sake of the glory of God. And we see here clearly, among all those, why was it just the Samaritan? A Samaritan that does not understand the Jewish culture of thanksgiving. That is why it shocked Jesus. Because he was a foreigner. And the foreigners did not understand the importance of thanksgiving. But yet, he did not only go to say thank you. He fell down on his face. He fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus. And he said, thank you. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Do you appreciate what the Lord is doing for you? Do you appreciate what the Lord has done for you? Let your actions show. And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith, Nidashama, your faith has made you whole. Faith will always be seen by your actions. If you appreciate your husband, if you appreciate your wife, your actions will show it. And in this case, his faith unlocked an additional blessing. The Bible says, as they went to show themselves to the priest, they were healed. Remember, leprosy eats away your skin. It chews away literally your flesh. And when you read in essence of Jewish culture, anybody who suffered from leprosy, not suffers. If you suffered from leprosy, there are certain things you cannot even do. Certain acts of worship you couldn't even partake in. Certain ceremonies you couldn't partake in. But then as they went to give thanks, as he went, the Bible says, your faith has made you well. The Greek understanding of this wellness can be seen as whole. And when you break it down, it says, something that was not complete being made complete. And that is another miracle. So beyond the leprosy dying away, beyond the leprosy fading away, the hands that were chopped off began to grow. The feet that were snapped off began to grow. And he was made whole. What do you think has gone away from you so much that you can't get back? What do you think has passed by, you have lost, that you can't get back? God is able to make you whole again. God is able to bring back that which the canker worm, the caterpillar, has destroyed. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct, and He shall direct your path. So highlighting 3 points from this text. The first point, Jesus had compassion and was willing to heal them at their obedience. Only one person returned to give thanks to God. A Samaritan who didn't know the importance of giving thanks to God. The decision to return to give thanks gave the man an additional blessing the others didn't receive. He was made whole. Remember our key verse for today. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endureth. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Now, what is the power of thanksgiving? What is the power of thanksgiving? The first point, thanksgiving brings understanding and clarity. Thanksgiving brings understanding and clarity. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the little children. As we walk as little children in the place of thanksgiving to our Father, understanding and clarity, which passes over the head of those who perceive themselves wise, begins to be revealed in our lives. The very moment you are thinking, what does 2026 hold for me? Is it time to leave China? What am I supposed to do in the year 2026? What is my purpose? What do I have to do? Begin with thanksgiving. Do not complain. Do not murmur. Turn to someone, tell the person, don't complain. Tell to someone sitting beside you, don't complain. No matter what you are going through, tell the person, don't complain. Tell the person, don't complain. Because complaining will cause you to fall into the plans of the enemy. Don't complain. Give thanks. Thanksgiving brings clarity. Clarity to your purpose. Thank God for your life. So Ecclesiastes says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Ecclesiastes says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Once you have life, there is still hope. The second point, thanksgiving brings multiplication. John 6 verse 11, Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they, don't complain. If you have your notebook, if you have your pen, write down, I will not complain. In the seasons ahead, I will not complain. As a husband, as a wife, don't complain too much. Sometimes what will change the person around you is appreciation. Appreciate rather than complain. Let the atmosphere around you be filled with life rather than what you don't have or where you have not been. Where you are today is not where maybe you want to be. But you are not the same place you started from. Where you are today may not be where you want to be at the end. But if you look closely, you are not at the same place you started from. The Lord has been good. The Lord has kept you. If you look closely in your life, you will see the goodness of the Lord. The third point, thanksgiving brings life to what is. John 11:41. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his voice and said, Father, I thank you that you have. And Jesus began to call out Lazarus. And Lazarus was brought back to life. In the midst of thanksgiving, anything that is dead in your life can come back to life. Build a habit of thanksgiving. Is your prayer life dead? Begin with thanksgiving. Is your Bible study dead? Begin by giving thanks. Reading texts about thanksgiving. Is your marriage dying? Begin to appreciate one another. How is the relationship between your siblings? Start appreciating them. Give thanks. One thing we need to understand, just as Jesus said in the book of John, that the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hebrews says that, for we know that the worlds were created by words. Your words are important. Don't complain and complain. Don't always be shouting and shouting. Especially to our wives. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it is better to beware at the top corner. He didn't say at the rooftop. He said at the top corner of the roof than to be in the same room with a nagging wife. You are not working enough. Look at your friends. They are building. What are you? What do you have? In the whole Bible, only two people are called helpers. The first is the Holy Spirit. And the second is who? The woman. Don't drown your husband in complaint. Don't drown your husband with what you want. Be a helper. Encourage. Encourage your husband. When he fights the battles in the world, when he goes to work and he fights the battles, when he comes home, make the home a safe place. You can learn a thing or two from Delilah. Let your chest and let your lap be a wonderful pillow for your husband. Let him feel at home when he's around you. Some of you complain, my husband doesn't stay home at all. Have you asked yourself why? Appreciation, thanksgiving sets an atmosphere in the house. Choose your words carefully. And as a man, choose your words carefully. The book of Peter says, men, do not be harsh with your wives. Otherwise, your prayers will not be answered. You've been wondering why you've been praying and God is not looking at your prayers. Because you speak harshly to your wife. You are not loving. You are not gentle. You have detached yourself emotionally from your wife. You are treating your wife like a slave. Where did you learn that from? That you don't have to respect your wife. Who taught you that? Have you not seen how Jesus treats the church, his bride? Serve your wife. If you are sitting beside a man, tell the man, serve your wife. If you are sitting beside the man, tell the man, serve your wife. Tell the man, love your wife. Ask the man sitting beside you, have you surprised your wife this December? Love your wife. Love your wife. Love your wife. I thank God for my wife. She's such a huge blessing. I don't know where I would have been if it wasn't for my wife, Victoria. And I say this not as a cliche, but I say this fully understanding the power of a blessed person she has been to me. When as a man you create the atmosphere for your wife to thrive, you are the first sign of her glory. So the Bible says the man is the crown. The literal understanding of that is if you want to be a bright shining, be a person that reveals the glory of God, learn to keep your home. Learn to keep your wife. Not cheating on your wife. Shame on you. Not beating your wife. Shame on you. How dare you raise a hand onto your wife? Shame on you. Amen. The men in the house say amen.
Sometimes if I don't say this to you, nobody will say it to you. You know I love you, right? In conclusion, and let the peace of Christ rule in your where? In your heart. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one. And what? And be thankful. One of the signs of you being part of the body of Christ is being thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanks in your hearts to God. When the word of God fills you so much, appreciation is not far from you. Wisdom is not far from you. If you want to change the words that come out of your mouth, change the words that are in your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you are always insulting your husband, then check what is in your heart. If you are always insulting your husband and using harsh words on your husband, check what is in your heart. Check what is in your heart. Do you honor him? Check what is in your heart. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. It didn't say serve your wife because of yourself. It didn't say love your husband because he's treating you well. It didn't say honor your husband because he's serving you well. He said, do all things in the name of whom? So you love your husband, you love your wife, irrespective of how they may be treating you. Amen. Giving thanks to God the Father through him, Jesus Christ. Bow down your heads and begin to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord. What do you want to be thankful to God for?
Amen. Oh, Kaka.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Just give thanks to the Lord. Be silent before the Lord and just give thanks.
Give thanks for your family. Give thanks for your children. Give thanks to the Lord. Let thanksgiving flow from your heart. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Give thanks to the Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.